Namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Hi friends, thanks for being here. It's good to have you. It's good to know that you're practicing and supporting this resource, the channel, the podcast, the website, the bookstore, all of it. All the links in the description. Chapter 24. Bodhisattva Wonder Sound. And as you may have understood by now with all of these videos, these personages, these labels, these naming conventions, and they vary depending on the translation, but probably the most helpful thing I can tell you is when you read something like Bodhisattva Wonder Sound, and I may actually add this to the title of this chapter, is the voice of propagation. Now, once again, the stories, the method of teaching is to embody in the Saha world language, because language is a Saha world tool, our mental functions. How do we propagate? If not, not by words, but the meaning of the words. And the meaning of the words, it's fluid, depending on who says it, who hears it, so on and so forth, right? So, chapter 24, Bodhisattva Wonder Sound. Then Shakyamuni Buddha emitted a ray of light from the protuberance, or the top knot, on his cranium, the sign of a great man, and emitted a ray of light from the white hair circle sign between his eyebrows, everywhere illuminating eastward 180 myriad kotas of Nayudas of Buddha worlds, equal to the sands of the Ganges. Beyond those numbers of worlds is a world named adorned with pure radiance. In that domain, there is a Buddha styled King Wisdom of the Pure Flower Constellation. Again, all of these wonderful naming conventions. All of this is indicating, as we've talked about before, the light emitting is the light of enlightenment, the renge, the aha moment, radiated out so that others can perceive the goal, yes? You might say, well, why didn't you just do that and everyone would be enlightened? Because enlightenment has to come from within. Because we hold the key, the door, the eye of Buddha within the very construct of every energetic atom, molecule, energy of our momentum, existing moment to moment. We have that key, and that key is specific to our karmic instantiation, right? So it has to come from within. Nobody can give you enlightenment. So in maybe a more accurate way, we could say that this light that he radiated was a powerful influence to open that Gohanzon mind, that eye of Buddha, if only for a moment, through inspiration, right? And that inspiration is meant to help each individual aspire to attaining that very same thing. That's what all of Buddhism is about. All right, continuing. In that domain, there's a Buddha-styled king, wisdom of pure flower constellation, Tathagata, worthy of praise, all-wise, perfectly enlightened in conduct, well-departed, understander of the world, peerless leader, controller, teacher of universal realms of influence, and men, Buddha, world-honored one. Revered and surrounded by a great host of incalculable and countless bodhisattvas, he taught the law to them. The ray of light from the white hair circle of Shakyamuni Buddha shone throughout their domain. So I have several annotations in this chapter. Once again, the analogy of insight shared throughout and beyond the assemblies is a science fiction sort of imagery, mental connection, an imaginary mental connection, to share the experience of liberated minds from the cravings and clingings of the samsaric mind, right? As we just discussed. At that time, the domain adorned with all pure radiance, There was a bodhisattva whose name was Wonder Sound. We've already talked about what that means. Who for long had cultivated many roots of virtue, paid homage to and counted innumerable 100,000 myriads kodas of Buddhas. In other words, he had encountered many sentient minds, all with Buddha-ness needing only their opening, their enlightenment, yes, and perfectly acquired profound wisdom. He had attained the contemplation of the wonderful banner sign, the contemplation of the law flower, the contemplation of the pure virtue. There's a list of these contemplations that come from the history of teachings, Mahayana, yeah, and earlier, just to indicate that, again, this is the ultimate teaching. The Lotus Sutra, it stands on all previous teachings and yet takes that final step beyond all of those provisional teachings, yes? All right. Let's continue. The contemplation of the constellation King Sport, the contemplation of causelessness, and causelessness here as a note, I forget where it is, but simply saying a cause maker rather than a cause effect. Let's see how it's worded in here. It's better than not caused, but causing, universal benevolence. The contemplation of the knowledge seal, the contemplation of interpreting the utterances of all beings, understanding others, right? The contemplation of collection of all merits, the contemplation of purity, the contemplation of supernatural sport, the contemplation of wisdom torch, the contemplation of the king of adornment, the contemplation of pure luster, the contemplation of the pure treasury, the contemplation of the unique, and the contemplation of sun revolution. Okay. So you can tell by the names of all these contemplations that they're all about insight, the perception of the moment-to-moment momentum of all phenomena in the cosmos, including you and I, of course. Such hundreds of thousands of myriads of kodas of great contemplations as these he had acquired, equal to the sands of the Ganges. No sooner had the ray from Shakyamuni Buddha shone upon him then he said to the Buddha King Wisdom of the pure flower constellation, I gotta go. World-honored one, I should go to visit the Saha world to salute, approach, and pay homage to Shakyamuni Buddha, as well as to see the Bodhisattva Manjushri, son of the Law King, the Bodhisattva Medicine King, the Bodhisattva Courageous Giver, the Bodhisattva Star Constellation King Flower, the Bodhisattva Mind for Higher Deeds, and the Bodhisattva King of Adornment, and the Bodhisattva Medicine King. I already said Bodhisattva Medicine King. I have to look at that. All right. These translations, yes? Anyway, that whole paragraph is about Shakyamuni is now teaching this Lotus Dharma Sutra. And so, as you know, just as Taha Buddha, abundant treasures, right, pictured in our mandala, and we read about in the ceremony in the air, the treasure tower, came to witness and to listen to Shakyamuni orate the Lotus Dharma Sutra. So too, as he sends his insights throughout the world, those who know that he's teaching it want to be present and to honor him as he teaches this ultimate teaching, right? Story repeats itself several times, but so this is what he's saying. I gotta go. Then the Buddha King Wisdom of the Pure Flower Constellation addressed the Bodhisattva of Wonder Sound. Do not look lightly on that domain or conceive a low opinion of it. So he's talking to our human faculty here. Good son, that Saha world with its high and low places is uneven and full of earth, stones, hills, and filth. Remember, we talked about all these envisionings of the world as lapis lazuli, no great hill, no obstacles, just really easy living. So when you get there, he's preparing this propagator, Wonder Sound. He's saying, don't be disillusioned when you see that this world is full of obstacles. It is a Saha world. You're going there, after all, to listen to Shakyamuni's teaching of the Lotus Dharma Sutra. Don't be, because the Bodhisattva Wonder Sound and this fanciful land that doesn't really exist, this presence of propagation, Bodhisattva Wonder Sound, is huge. You'll hear in a moment. The body of the Buddha is short and small, and all the bodhisattvas are small of stature, whereas your body is 42,000 yohanas tall, and my body 6,800,000 yohanas, 1,000 yohanas. And you remember, yohana is taught to be about 8 miles. So these are, they're not real, but I mean, if somebody was of that dimension, I mean, they'd pop out of our atmosphere, yeah? They'd be immense. So obviously, these aren't real persons. They're concepts, right? Embodied as a personage, meaning, for instance, that the size of this human being, which isn't a human being, is not only voluminous, but contains within it tremendous amounts of influence, energy, right? Stature. But it's a metaphor. You understand. So being as you're so huge, don't think these little people, these little human beings, are of low stature, right? Don't make that mistake. And really, we're talking about be on guard for arrogance, a very human thing, yes? And arrogance can be huge, right? We got lots of examples of that in the world today. I'm not going to go there. Your body is of the finest order, fortunate with hundreds of thousands of myriads of felicities and of a wonderful brightness. Therefore, on going there, do not look lightly on that domain, nor conceive a low opinion of the Buddha, nor of the Bodhisattvas, nor of their country. The Bodhisattva Wonder Sound replied to that Buddha. World-honored one, that I now go to visit this Saha world is all due to the Tathagata's power. The Tathagata conjured play and the Tathagata's adornment of merit and wisdom. In other words, I'm driven to hear this sutra delivered by Shakyamuni Buddha, or whoever is delivering it, because I am motivated to do so as of the engine of life. The creator of all phenomena is this Tathagata, the engine of life. And as a representation of that, I want to hear directly from Shakyamuni because I am that energetic portion of Tathagata that is propagation. See? Wonder sound. You'll see as we go. Thereupon, right, the last sentence, part of the sentence, and the Tathagata's adornment of merit and wisdom. Adornment meaning the highest purification, potential of all phenomena is wisdom, teaching. Thereupon the Bodhisattva Wonder Sound, without rising from his seat and without stirring his body, entered into contemplation, right? Because it's like I Dream of Genie, right? He blinks his eyes and he goes to the Saha world. It's a mental contemplation. Buddhism is about the mind, yes. By the power of his contemplation on Mount Girakuta, Vulture Peak, not far distant from the lotus seat, there appeared in transformation 84,000 precious lotus flowers and stalks of Jambudvipa gold, Jambundanda gold, leaves, that's a river that is said to contain gold in it, Jambundanda gold, leaves of white silver, stamens of diamonds, and cups of Kimshuka gems. These all appear around Vulture Peak. So, Wonder Sound is this element of Tathagata that because Shakyamuni is delivering this sermon or this teaching, all of this abundance suddenly appears around him, around Vulture Peak, right? Now that's going to be a bit of a spectacle, isn't it? So Manjushri then says, son of the Law King, seeing those lotus flowers, says to the Buddha, world honor one, for what reason does this auspicious sign first appear? What does this mean? There are some thousands and myriads of lotus flowers with stalks of Jambunada gold, leaves of white silver, stamens of diamond, and with cups of Kimshuka gems. And then Shakyamuni informs Manjushri, well, it is the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Wonder Sound who desires to come from the domain of the Buddha King Wisdom of the Pure Flower Constellation with his company of 84,000 Bodhisattvas to this Saha world in order to pay homage to, draw nigh to, and salute me. Oh. And who also desires to pay homage to and hear the Law Flower Dharma Sutra. Manjushri then said to Buddha, world honored one, what roots of goodness has the Bodhisattva planted? What merits has he cultivated that he should be able to have such great transcendent power? See, Manjushri doesn't quite understand yet that this is just a manifestation of will. See, we have the volition, the will to enact, to invoke, to manifest Buddha and to teach and to hear this lotus teaching. And so Manjushri thinks, well, you got to pass some tests. You got to go through somewhat of a gauntlet. I mean, we've been practicing for decades. You know, how'd he get here? How? What do I have to do? And the implication is to be able to, travel around at a moment's notice and be led by lotus blossom, you know, the whole thing. He says, what contemplation does he practice to do this? Please be pleased to tell me the name of this contemplation so I can learn it and do this cool thing. We also desire diligently to practice it, for by practicing this contemplation, we may be able to see that Bodhisattva. In other words, to realize this potential. Always remember, these aren't actual people, they're personages. So to see that Bodhisattva is to enact that potential. His color, form, size, his dignity, his behavior. Be pleased, world-honored one, by the Tathagata's transcendent power to let us see the coming of that Bodhisattva. Thereupon, Shakyamuni Buddha told Manjushri, the Tathagata abundant treasures, remember him, Taho, from the treasure tower? The Tathagata abundant treasures, so long extinct, shall display to you the sign. So evidently, this is part of Nichiren had to have seen this as yet another function of the mandala, right? Or the Gohonzon mind, which is what Shakyamuni is talking about here. Because the treasure tower that he's talked about so far has been this internal gateway, this eyelid to open the Buddha mind, yes? So Tathagata abundant treasures, who comes that Tathagata influence, that nature that we all have, so long extinct, as a human, shall display to you the sign. You will get this revelation. Instantly, the Buddha abundant treasures address that Bodhisattva. Come, good son, Manjushri, son of the Law King, wishes to see you. Thereupon, the Bodhisattva Wonder Sound disappeared from that domain and started out along with his 84,000 Bodhisattvas. The countries through which they passed were shaken in six different ways. Renge is happening, right? Ooh, revelation. Lotus flowers of precious seven jewels reigned everywhere, and hundreds of thousands of heavenly instruments resounded of themselves. So, It's a nice illustration of Renge, yes? The aha moment. That bodhisattva's eyes were like broad, big leaves of the lotus, blue lotus. His august countenance surpassed the combined glory of hundreds of thousands of myriads of moons. His body was pure gold, adorned with infinite hundreds of thousands of meritorious signs. He was of glowing majesty, radiant and shining, marked with perfect signs, a body strong as the Narayana's, entering a seven-jeweled tower. See the appendix. B, he mounted the sky, seven tala trees above the earth, and revered and surrounded by a host of bodhisattvas, came to Vulture Peak, which is the place we all attend when we're seated at our butsudan chanting to our mandala, yes? Revered and surrounded in this Saha world, arrived, he alighted from the set, his seven-jeweled tower, his seven-jeweled tower. Oh, they each, all of these great instantiations of potential have their own seven-jeweled tower. Shouldn't you be amazed by that? You have your own, don't you? I have mine right here. Right? Ah, I keep thinking of Nietzsche and just... It's like instructions for him specifically, which is, by default, instructions for us as well. This is why, I'll just say this, because I've heard that there are organizations out there saying, ah, oh, you don't even need a mandala. It's a requisite. It's an embodiment of your Guanzhong mind. Why would you not need that? There's so much stupidity and derision out there. Please don't be fooled by it, yes? It's in the document. No matter how you translate it, it's still there. Arrived, he alighted from his seven-jeweled tower. See, this is a component of potential we manifest using our Gohanzon mind through our mandala, our seven-jeweled tower, which we are. It's just in the Saha world, we need a material thing in order to reflect it. Remember, that's not it. It's a mirror. Taking a necklace worth hundreds of thousands of whatevers, went to Shakyamuni Buddha, at whose feet he made reverence and whom he presented the necklace, saying to the Buddha, world-honored, well, he gave him a great gift, okay? World-honored one, the Buddha King Wisdom of Pure Flower Constellation inquires after the world-honored one. And you've seen this formal device before. To hold dignity and be respectful of Buddha-ness. Right? World-honored one, the Buddha King Wisdom of the Pure Flower Constellation inquires after the world-honored one, have you few ailments and few worries? Are you in good health? Are you getting on at ease and in comfort? Are your four component parts in harmony? Right? Earth, water, fire, and what is it? And wind, yes. Are your worldly affairs tolerable? Are your living creatures easy to emancipate, liberate? Right? Are they not over-covetous, angry, foolish, envious, arrogant? Not unfilial to parents or irreverent to shramanas? Right? I hope everything is going well with you. And the most important part of going well with you is that you're having no problems propagating this law. I'm here to help. I'm here to support. Not having perverted views or being of bad mind, unrestrained in their five passions. What are the five passions? The skandhas, yeah? Pleasing those skandhas. World-honored one, are these living creatures able to overcome the Mara enemies? Mara, right? Our earthly desires. Does the Tathagata, Let me write that down. Does the Tathagata abundant treasure, so long extinct, still abide in the stupa of the precious seven jewels and come to listen to the law? Which is what he's doing too, yeah? King Wisdom also inquires of the Tathagata abundant treasures. Is the Buddha at ease and a few worries? Will you be content to remain long? World-honored one, we now would see the body of the abundant treasures. Buddha, pleased, world-honored one, to show and let us see him. So this is indicating the process of the treasure tower, right? When we chant, we open this door in our Gohonzon mind opens, and we see the opportunity that abundant treasures provides for us of the seven precious jewels, the Daimoku. Again, Nichiren must have, all these fireworks must be going on in his mind, yes? Then said Shakyamuni Buddha to the Buddha Abundant Treasures, this Bodhisattva Wonder Sound desires to see you. Well, isn't that what he said at the beginning of the ceremony in the sky? No, at the appearance, I'm sorry, of the treasure tower chapter, yeah? Instantly, the Buddha Abundant Treasures addressed Wonder Sound. Yeah, it's boom. It happens the moment you focus on it and invoke it, there it is. Excellent, excellent that you have been able to come here to pay homage to Shakyamuni Buddha, to hear the Law Flower Dharma Sutra, and to see Manjushri and the others. In other words, the entire assembly, yes. Thereupon, the Bodhisattva Flower of Virtue said to the Buddha, world-honored one, this Bodhisattva Wonder Sound, what roots of goodness has he planted? What merits has he cultivated that he possesses such transcendent powers? And the Buddha answered the Flower of Virtue, Bodhisattva, in the past there was a Buddha named King of Cloud Thundering, Tathagata, Buddha, Samyaksambodhi, whose domain was named Display of All Worlds, and whose kalpa was named Joyful Sight. The Bodhisattva Wonder Sound for 12,000 years, with 100,000 kinds of music, paid homage to the Buddha King of Cloud Thundering, and offered up 80,000 vessels, 84,000 vessels, that number shows up a lot, of the precious seven jewels. Again, Nichiren, I have to distribute this mandala freely worldwide, right? It doesn't belong to anyone. It belongs to everyone so they can mirror their own treasure tower from within, right? Nobody has a copyright on that mandala. Nichiren provides it for universal use. For what's the goal of Buddhism? All living beings. There's no restrictions. We don't use anybody else's, only Nichiren's, distributed widely. Part of the propagation, yes? Being rewarded for this reason, he has now been born in the domain of Buddha King Wisdom of the pure flower constellation and possesses such transcendent powers. Comes with the territory. Flower Virtue, what is your opinion? The Bodhisattva Wonder Sound, who at that time paid homage to the Buddha King of Cloud Thundering, why thundering? Right? The lion voice, the voice of the lion, the propagation of the lotus. Dharma Sutra. With music and offerings of precious vessels, what are those vessels? Right? They're the mandala. Ooh, I hope I can read my scribbles later. Was it some other person? It was indeed the present Bodhisattva Mahasattva Wonder Sound. It's the same process of the engine of life. See, he's using personages here, but he's saying, see, there's no difference. Time doesn't matter here. This is a condition of the engine of life. Propagation. There would be no cosmos without it. Flower of virtue, this bodhisattva wonder sound had before paid homage to and been close to innumerable Buddhas, other minds, for long had cultivated roots of virtues, and had met hundreds of thousands of myriads of kotas of nayutas of Buddhas, numerous as the sands of the Ganges, as we all do. We just don't necessarily pay attention, yes? Flower virtue, you merely see here one body of the Bodhisattva wonder sound, lending again credence to what I said earlier. The Bodhisattva wonder sound is a potential. We all manifest, all phenomena manifest, to be, to propagate being, right? But this Bodhisattva appears in many kinds of bodies everywhere, teaching this sutra to the living. Sometimes he appears as Brahma, or he appears as Chakra, or appears as Ishvara, or appears as Mahashvara, or appears as Transcendent General, or appears as the Transcendent King Vaishrayana, or appears as a revered wheel-rolling king, or appears as one of the ordinary kings, or appears as an elder, or appears as a citizen, or appears as a minister, or appears as a Brahmin, or appears as a bhikshu, a bhikshuni, an upasaka, or upasika, or appears as the wife of an elder or a citizen, or appears as the wife of a minister, or appears as the wife of a Brahmin, or appears as a youth or a maiden, or appears as the realm of influence, dragons, yakshas, so on and so forth. Appears as you and I. We are the propagators, the wonder sound. I may not sound so wondrous, but I'm a sound, right? I have an annotation here. Here we read, as the voice of propagation, wonder sound communicates Tathagata suchness. Here we read the application of the concept of Tathagata suchness. In this paragraph above, we read the varied implications of this idea. First is the basic concept of the always present engine of life, availed to all who would invoke it. Second is the idea that all those we encounter are our opportunity for learning to elevate and awaken our Buddha mind, as in everyone is our teacher, quote unquote, and also that the Buddha Dharma is ever present in our lives, needing only our attention and willing acceptance, as discussed in chapter 4. Going on, he, the Tathagata suchness as personified in this bodhisattva, is able to emancipate whatever beings are in the hells or hungry ghosts or animal, the lower realms, right, and are in distress. Even in the inner courts of a king, transforming himself into a woman, he teaches this sutra. Isn't that interesting that a king would only listen to the voice of a woman to be instructed? Oh, there's a lot to unpack there, yeah. Where are we time-wise? Okay. Flower virtue. This bodhisattva wonder sound is one who is able to emancipate and protect all the living in the saha world. This bodhisattva wonder sound, in other words, this capacity that we all have, this potential that we all have, thus transforming himself and appearing in these various ways in this Saha land, teaches this sutra to all the living. In his powers of supernatural transformation and wisdom, there is never any diminution. In other words, you always have this potential. You simply need to invoke it. It's always there. Do you ever get that feeling in your gut, in your heart, mind? You see somebody struggling, you want to help them? Bodhisattva wonder sound. This bodhisattva, in so many ways of wisdom, has enlightened the Saha world so that everyone of the living has obtained knowledge of him. In other words, in every direction, numerous as the sands of the Ganges, he also does the same. The he is a potential, not a person. To those whom he must emancipate in the form of a sravaka, he appears in the form of a sravaka and teaches the law. To those whom he must liberate in the form of a pratyekabuddha, he appears in the form of a pratyekabuddha and teaches the law. Right? Always the propagation to the capacity of the people he's dealing with. Have you heard this before? To those whom he must liberate in the form of bodhisattva, he appears in the form of bodhisattva and teaches the law. To those whom he must emancipate in the form of a Buddha, he then appears in the form of a Buddha and teaches the law. In such various ways as these, according to the way in which he should emancipate men and women, he appears to them, even to those whom he must say rescue or liberate by extinction, he reveals himself as extinct. Ooh, it's a little autobiographical here, right? This is the teaching equal to the people's capacity and time, part of the skillful means or expedient devices teaching. That's a little note for me. Flower of virtue, such is the great supernatural power and wisdom attained by the Bodhisattva Mahasattva wonder sound, and by inference, all those who propagate the a priori law, you would die. Yeah? Thereupon, the Bodhisattva Flower of Virtue said to the Buddha, "World-honored one, this Bodhisattva wonder sound has indeed deeply planted the roots of goodness. World-honored one, in what contemplation does this Bodhisattva abide?" Are you not paying attention, I would say? "That he is able to thus transform and manifest himself according to circumstance to save the living." Duh! The Buddha answered Flower Virtue Bodhisattva, "Good son!" Exclamation point. "That contemplation is named revelation of all forms." And isn't that another name for what he said earlier? Is this very teaching, Myoho Renge Kyo. "The Bodhisattva wonder sound abiding in this contemplation is able thus to benefit countless beings. While this chapter of the Bodhisattva wonder sound was taught, the 84,000 who had come with the Bodhisattva wonder sound all attained the contemplation of revelation of all forms." In other words, the whole retinue attained Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, as we do when we invoke Myoho Renge Kyo. "And countless bodhisattvas in the Saha world also attained this contemplation and dharani." What's dharani? Words and phrases? Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. That's the dharani of the revelation of all forms. Just don't want to forget that. "Then the Bodhisattva Mahasattva wonder sound, having paid homage to Shakyamuni Buddha and to the stupa of the Buddha abundant treasures," the treasure tower, "returned to his own land. The countries through which he had passed, agitated in six different ways, raining precious lotus flowers and performing hundreds of thousands of myriads of kodas of kinds of music. Having arrived in his own domain, he, with the 84,000 bodhisattvas around him, went to the Buddha King Wisdom of the Pure Flower Constellation and said to him," the engine of life, right? "World honored one, I've been to the Saha world, done good to its living beings, seen Shakyamuni Buddha, also seen the stupa of the Buddha of Abundant Treasures, and revered and paid homage to them. I have also seen the Bodhisattva Manjushri, son of the Law King, as well as Bodhisattva Medicine King, the Bodhisattva Achiever of Earnest and Zeal, the Bodhisattva Courageous Giver, and others, and caused those 84,000 bodhisattvas to attain the contemplation of the revelation of all forms." So these personages he's listing, they're all different aspects of this propagatory, if I can make up a word, energy. "While this chapter on the going and coming of the Bodhisattva Wonder Sound was taught, the 42,000 heavenly sons attained the assurance of no rebirth, and the Bodhisattva flower virtue attained the contemplation termed law flower. So, I have a last word here. Here we have, in fact, an exercise in Shakyamuni's repertoire of time-traveling mind and thought experiments to flush out the constant abiding of Buddha-ness as taking form throughout time, the cosmos, on demand, and for the universal purpose of raising consciousness and leading all living beings to enlightenment, the Buddha way. All these manifestations are given personages in the form of naming conventions used in the ancient languages of India to summarize talents, characteristics, etc., of the one named. All, in fact, are the one and same Buddha energy that is throughout the cosmos as the fundamental aspect of all realms, just as Buddha realm is within all others. Ultimately, we find ourselves back to the critical teachings of Nichiren's Ichin and Sanzen, the 3,000 realms in a single thought moment of life. Right? Now, that's obviously an essential lesson in how to comport ourselves as bodhisattvas. Again, a chapter of operations manual for living the life of bodhisattva, yes? Next chapter, 25, the mutability of Avalokitesvara, bodhisattva, regarder of the cries of the world. Sounds like another lesson in attitude and intent, doesn't it? So, that's what we'll get into next. Thank you so much for being here, for listening, for your practice. I hope you found some insights in this. If you're anything like me, you'll have to go over it a few times. There's a lot to this practice, and yet the simplicity of this practice is almost overwhelming. But the more we read as we go through this sutra of the Lotus Dharma, the more we learn about every nook and cranny of the way our mind operates, affected by our attitude and intent. Opening our Buddha eye is essential exercise to keep us focused and not distracted by that good old samsara is always there to take us away and trip us up. Namo myoho renge kyo. Exercise your Buddhahood, yeah? It's the only way to keep it present. Please don't forget the links in the description. Lots of ways to deepen your conviction and your understanding, your confidence in your practice, as well as supporting this whole endeavor, videos, podcasts, bookstore, all of it. Thank you. Make use of it. Patrons, Patreon, so forth, and PayPal. What can I say? You guys are essential. Thank you so much. If any of you can go there and help, even if it's a dollar a month, it all goes to work. Yeah, to keep this sangha growing and to keep this compendium of information available. So thank you. Take care of your health. I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.